Hi guys, we're here at the Clinton Park on a glorious day. So today I'm going to tell you about a young boy, 7 years old, and as one of his gifts, he received a deck of Old Maid cards. And so after they had their party and he opened up the other presents, he wanted to play Old Maid. And so his mom and dad and brother and sister gathered around and they started playing. And they were having so much fun. It was just a fun game. Well, until the little boy was the one that wound up holding the Old Maid card. And he was very, very upset. His brothers and sisters, even his mom and dad, were laughing. But he didn't think it was funny. And he threw the card down, jumped up out of his chair, and stood there, and he said to his parents, "This is the worst birthday I've ever had," and stomped off, forgetting about the other presents, the food, the cake and ice cream, and certainly the love of his family. He focused on that one thing, and that was that silly Old Maid card. We think, well, how ridiculous was that? But think about it. Don't we do the same thing? You know, somebody pulls out in front of us in traffic. We go to the fast food restaurant and we're waiting in line, and then we get upset because the food didn't come quick enough. Things upset us and we just almost have a meltdown. It's just absolutely unfair. It's not right. And we just think, oh, life is just so bad. But you know what we need to be focused on? Is thinking and even saying aloud, what a beautiful day this is. I'm able to get out. And you know, I'm thankful that I can go and have the ways and means to get food from a fast food restaurant. Over in 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18, it says for us to rejoice always, pray without ceasing, and give thanks for everything, in everything, for this is the will of God for you. And so when we're rejoicing in everything, when we're praying without ceasing, without stopping, and when we're thankful for everything, we begin to see more positive than we see negative. And even when the negative comes, we can actually maneuver and see the positive in it. We don't need to pitch fits and show out and act like a seven-year-old when we are a child of God, because I'm guaranteeing you, somebody is watching. So guys, let's look around, focus on God, let's pray, rejoice, and be thankful. And read 1 Thessalonians 5:16, 17, and 18. Until next time, sweet dreams and night night.